But you guys, first of all, introduce yourselves.
Hi, this is Howie B, and we're talking and smoking.
Hey, this is Jeremy Shaw from Daddy Long Legs and Naked Funk, and we're here to do a little show, aren't we? We're here to do the Pussyfoot Review, featuring Daddy Long Legs, Palmskin Productions, and Howie DJing, and Simon Palmskin DJing, and we've got 10 minutes to showtime, so...
Damn it, we have to make it fast, then. I heard you had a blast yesterday in Belgium, right?
Yeah, we did a gig, quite an interesting gig. It was a sort of multicultural and event of and it was like a multi event in Antwerp, which was quite an interesting. It was a seated venue, so it was an interesting place for us to play. And then afterwards, Simon and I from Palmskin, we went to this club and we DJed, and we had a mad set there. It was meant to be like a 2-hour set, and it went on for 6, so it was a great night, full of good beats, good grooves, and a lot of bass.
Hey, you have to explain to people who don't know yet, the ignorant ones, when did Pussyfoot start off?
Pussyfoot, as a label, started as an idea in 92, 93, and then actually functioning properly, releasing records, probably the end of 93, 94, the first record came out, and it was a tune called Birth, and a tune called June, June. It was like an EP, and we've been releasing very, very slowly records since then. Can you edit that bit out? Thank you. And we've got various artists. We've got Jeremy and Johnny, which is Naked Funk. We've got Spacer. We've got Psy. We've got Dobie. We've got Howie B, which is me. We've got Daddy Longlegs, which is another thing that Jeremy and I do together. We've got some Japanese artists, Kensuke Shina, Fantastic Plastic, Chari Chari. We've got some Irish artists. So it's,
you get some hip-hop as well, right?
We got hip-hop. We've got...
It's not just a dance label, right?
No, it's a music-based label. It's a label that is in love with music and promotes music and pushes music. That's what it does.
Hey, and why did you guys start it off, actually? Why did you start a label? I mean, you had plenty of access to major companies.
Yeah, I mean, I was involved with Mo Wax. I was involved with a few other independent labels and some majors as well. But for me, it was a case of I was making music and my friends were making music, and we weren't finding a way to release it. We're finding a way to produce, to remix, but to release our own music, we couldn't find any route to do it. So I went around some record companies and asked them if they would release some of this music, and they say to me, yes, I like it, no, I don't like it, or but we don't know what to do with it. So it just gave me the thing of like, well, if they don't know what to do with it, then I know what to do with it. So we started making records ourselves, and that was where it just to create a space for people to make music for the sheer joy of making music, really.
So could anyone make music on Pussyfoot?
Anybody can make music, yeah. Anybody can. That's the whole idea. It's like we've got rid of this whole A&R attitude of that it's the A&R person that decides what is good. It's the artist decides what is good and decides their own agenda within the label. And it's handing responsibility, the business responsibility and the musical responsibility over to the artist, which is quite an interesting thing.
And do you guys feature in each other's bands all the time?
Yeah, we do. We don't really think about it too much. We just want to make music. So whether it's with each other, with somebody else in the room, with a band we're working with, it's just a creative process.
Hey, I love the last record of Daddy Long Legs. Is the last record from Pussyfoot as well?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's the last one. We've got a record.
The last album.
It was the last album. Horse, Giddy Up, Pony Express, They Shag Horses, don't they?
That's it. I was about to ask that one.
Yeah. What can I say? They shag horses, don't they? I mean, it has been known. If you go outside, walk for 20 minutes, you can see pictures of it. You know, it happens. So yeah. We wanted to make music about that.
It's very relaxed, very laid back album, right?
Yeah, well, we kind of have a relaxed time in the studio. We've been working together for, I don't know, 5-6 years, so there's no real tension there. We just try and enjoy ourselves and
sexual tension.
Not between each other, right?
There's a little bit of sexual tension, but apart from that, it's fine.
But did that start off, actually, with the collaboration with Wall of Sound, Wall of Pussy?
Wall of Pussy, well, the Wall of Pussy album was another big finger to the major record companies, because what, if you imagine, like, Sonny and Polydor getting together to release an album. There's no way they could do it. And here's two independent labels. They got together, and within 4 or 5 weeks, we made an album, which today, if you put it on, still is like powerful, strong. It's good. It's a good album. So that was the idea of that, just to say, look, music is about sharing. It's not about staying in your own house and keeping in your own house. And Wallace Sound's completely different label to us, and this album was a really interesting album to make, so that was cool. And we do lots of collaborations like that with other labels, or helping out other labels, whether it's, and it's mainly independence. You know, we will do, like, I'll do a mix, or Spacer will do a mix for another label, and we'll do it for exchanges. You know, like, I'll do you a mix if you do me a mix. So there's no contracts, there's no money passing hands, just music.
There's no money passing hands?
No, just music.
So you guys live off the air now, right?
No, I mean, in terms of, I'm talking about doing a remix. If I do a remix for like I did a remix last week for Sofa Surfers, so, and I did it for an exchange. I said, I'll do you a mix if you do me a mix, and that was the whole thing. So in that term, that way, no money is passing hands. But in terms of us selling records, yeah, we have to.
They haven't done their mix yet, have they?
No.
sue them.
And how do huge record companies react to that? I mean, there must be some reaction.
They can't handle it because we don't. It's not something we. I don't go to Virgin or to Polydor and say, yeah, I did a free remix, because if I do that, then I'm shooting myself in the foot. But it's good for me to keep down my feet on the ground and work with independent labels, because, and support them as they support us, and that's what we do. So, and I'm sure, you know, they can't handle it, but they don't know it really goes on, because they don't need to be aware of it. It doesn't help them at all. It helps us, but it doesn't help them. I don't know what I'm saying, do I? Hello? I'm meandering off here like a wee river.
Okay, I'll leave you alone for a while. Hey, I have a question about your album. The fourth song, it starts off with this guitar lick. Is it a sample from No Doubt?
It's not No Doubt.
I was hearing a lot of people were like, this is No Doubt, man.
Oh, you can talk to my lawyers, but it's not, no. I will say, it is a sample, but it isn't No Doubt. It's somebody else very famous, but even Howie doesn't know who it is.
I do know who it is. I have to bite my tongue on that one.
Howie doesn't like the band that we sampled, but it's just one element in the tune. We try not to rely too heavily this time on samples. I mean, yeah, there's samples in there, but generally we start the tune from our own input and then add a little bit of salt and pepper with the samples, you know, a bit of seasoning.
So, yeah. how did you create this album? It's all homemade.
It's just the two of us in a very small little studio. Not so much equipment, just samplers, a few keyboards, record deck, mixing desk, effects, nothing too fancy, and very quick. One tune in one day, next day start a new tune. If it sounds shit, okay, forget it, let's do something else. We don't kind of do the same thing over and over again. We don't have time to do that.
Because you get the impression when you talk to people making music, or especially people who are like audio freaks, like, yeah, if you don't have this effect, man, it's impossible to make good music.
I mean, it's easy to get caught up in that, because all musicians and producers, they get obsessed by musical gear. I mean, even us, we love talking about it, but I think you go beyond that stage where you realize it's not really so important what tools you have. It's really your imagination, and you can make incredible sounds with anything, including the new kind of gadgets, but also without them. So it's whatever is in your head, really.
Hey, you guys are touring with the Pushfoot label as being the label. Why is that?
Because we're moving into a new. It's growing. Pushfoot's growing in the sense of, not size, but just we want to now make an appearance, make people aware of that we're about, and we're not just, you know, put a face behind the music. And also, we're going on tour. It's a new thing for us to, you know, perform our music live, and it was a big challenge for us as well, because we've never done it before in terms of, you know, as Pussyfoot, and it's great. It's really exciting. We did a week's tour in France last year as a little to see whether it would work, and it went down magic. We're really happy with it, and so now we're doing a 6-week Europa tour.
Yeah, it helps us to keep the music fresh too, because each night we're doing a different improvisation on the original music, and we brought in other people. We brought in Palmskin, and we brought in Solo, who's doing a whole his own thing over the whole set. So it's kind of growing. It's just expanding from the original.
So actually, it's changing your music while playing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what we're doing is we've actually put a studio on stage, and yeah. Well, so there's a and we're remixing our songs. And we don't know where it's going to go. We have a basis of what's happening. We know exactly what, but it's a platform for us to jump from, and it's exciting. It's really exciting. I actually think it sounds better than the record.
Yeah, that's the next thing I was wondering about. The next thing that happens is you write new material. I mean, music evolves in such a fast pace that at the end of the tour you have a new album.
Maybe. I mean, to me, what would be really interesting for us at the end of the tour, that we all go into a studio and we make
and just,
a new...
Just exactly. Jam. Rather than actually record the music that we're making on stage, just use the experience of being on stage together and use the communication and the vibes and go into the studio and start something new. And then I think it would be interesting.
Hey, you especially were lumped in for being the inventor of trip hop, and I guess Pussyfoot had something. Well, a lot of people thought Pussyfoot was a trip hop label as well. Yeah. But still, the music is so diverse on Pussyfoot. Yeah. Don't you think it's confusing for people that just want to hear the hip hop how we be?
I think it's a throwdown to people. It's a throwdown to people to say that music is not, you're not just eating strawberries every day. You can't eat strawberries all the time, and so that's what it is with Pussyfoot. We've got it. If we were just putting out the same record or the same style, it would be really boring for me, and I think also for the people. There's no challenge there to us as musicians or whatever to move forward, and it keeps us interesting, and also it is a challenge. I don't think it's confusing. I think it's a challenge to the public, or to the people that are buying it. And it's me and us saying, look, we want to create an identity, and the identity is about music and not about a style. It's about music. So people see the label and they go, we don't know what it could be, but we know it's going to be good. That's the vibe that I want to create with Pussyfoot, really.
Hey, and you sign hip-hop as well, British hip-hop, right? A lot of people, especially in the mainland, were all like, well, British hip-hop has died out after, Hijack.
I don't think even... to me, I don't think British hip-hop even got anywhere, to be quite honest. I don't think...
that's me being, even a lie.
That's a bold statement.
No, I'm being honest, and I would... It's a very clique-orientated thing in Britain. It's... There's something interesting going on in hip hop everywhere, but it's a case of whether it's good or not, and it hasn't moved. British hip hop hasn't moved, and that's why, for me, hooking up with Dobie and also Rodney and a few other people, it was a chance for me to say to them, make music without an A&R man saying this is what it's got to be. And Dobie's album was one of the most beautiful records ever. It was a gorgeous record. It had hip hop on it. It was like a soul record. And so it was a throwdown to other people making hip hop in Britain, and also in Europe as well, because it had a big impact on people making hip hop when they heard that, and because it threw them, because they thought Adobe's going to make a record, it's going to be just an order, but it didn't. He went off into space with it. He had strings on it. It was a beautiful musical record. So that's the challenge for hip hop, is not to stay in the one place. It's the same challenge that's going on in America as well. It's like, it's got to keep moving. It can't just stay in the same place. And British hip hop has been in the one house and has not moved out. So it needs to move.
It will, you think?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. And in a way, I don't really care. And because if it doesn't, there's nothing you can do about it, really. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't. Yeah, that's it. If it's not going to get anywhere, then it's not going to get anywhere. It will still stay in this little niche. I know. That's it. There'll be hip hop clubs, and there'll be this little clique, and that'll be as big as it gets. But the challenge to it is for it to jump out of that, and that's happened in France. It's happened in Germany, where it's moved out. You can hear it on the radio. You can hear it everywhere. But that hasn't happened in Britain. And the reason why it hasn't is because it's not been good.
You think? Not because they didn't get airplay or...
No, it's not good. They play American hip-hop, why don't they play British hip-hop? It's not good. This, it's that simple, I think.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Oh!